James, I guess if I said that 6 hours, 10 minutes on a coach, was it all worth it? I guess I know the answer.
It is now, yeah. Now, the halfway stage chasing a big total there. We're always going to be up against it, but it was a decent pitch and, you know, short boundary one side, which I thought we used really well.
Did you always thought 180-odd plus in 18 overs was a lot?
Yeah, I mean, to score 10 and over for the whole innings is always going to be a tough ask, but it needs someone to, you know, start well and be there at the end, and the guys that came in and played little cameos really helped.
What was the wicket like out there?
It was a good pitch. You know, the odd one kept a bit low, but once you got in on it, it was nice. The ball skidded on. The outfield, especially with the rain we had, was rapid, and like I said, a short boundary. So, you know, if you pick the right options, there are runs there to be had.
Your top score in T20, 99 not out.
Yeah, I didn't even realise exactly what I was on at the end there. I needed one to win, and I said to me, it's out of all any bat on this, and we'll go, because then, you know, we've still got one ball left if, you know, if they do run us out. So it was a good feeling when that one got through the gap for four.
Of course, it got really tight at the end, and you were still there. It was, what, 27 off three? What was going through your mind at that stage?
Well, when you're fielding and the side needs 27 off three, you feel, you know, right up against it. When you're batting, you also feel like, you know, you need to score boundaries. So I kind of thought what the fielding side would be thinking and how much pressure they'd be under. Just try to stay still and, you know, time the ball well. And if you did time it well and beat a fielder, it was four on this outfield.
So you got it down to about, what, six or seven or so off the last over. Of course, Mitch Clayton is renowned for bowling good overs right at the very end.
Yeah, he did bowl good Yorkers. Luckily, I think it was five we needed off the last one. And we got a two early on, then a single, another single. I think we had three balls to get one in the end. So there was a bit of leeway there. But no, a great feeling to get over the line. You know, made the bus journey worth it. Made the one back a bit quicker.
Can't take 6 hours. I mean, what was it like being on the coach for that length of time? Because you only got here 50 minutes before a scheduled start.
Yeah, a few games on the iPad. Managed to get head down for a bit of a kip at one point. But yeah, there's not much you can do when you sat there. Luckily, it's a nice coach, so you know, could play a few games of that and watch a bit of the cricket on there. So it's not ideal, but, you know, what can you do about it? The more panicky you get, you know, the more you know, negative stuff can come out of it.
So do you try and purposely try and stay calm?
Well, yeah, it's not something we've had to cope with before, but yeah, there's nothing much we could do about it. Once we got moving again and knew we were going to be here, you know, we're relaxed, and there's a bit of rain forecast which we saw, so in a way that probably, you know, calmed us down a bit as well.
I was going to say, because in the end with the rain, it was an hour late start at 8 o'clock. Do you think that helped in terms of thinking about the game?
Yeah, we had the radar up on the bus and saw some rain coming in around 6 o'clock, and it was pretty spot on. So in the end, you know, the rain worked well for us.
Let's talk a little bit about your innings, because, you know, I guess you're going to say it's probably your best innings, but, you know, your top score 99 not out, was it your best innings? Because you played really well in the quarterfinals at Notts last year.
Yeah, it was fairly similar to that knock, really. You know, Slug came in and played a similar knock to what he did there and kept the momentum going. I started off well, and then, you know, in the middle, didn't quite time the ball as well as I'd liked. But, you know, luckily Slug was going well at the other end. And then, you know, when he got out, I took it on to, you know, score the boundaries and start timing the ball better. And, you know, to get to be there at the end is always a nice feeling.